reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Keep your place there in Romans. Go with me to the book of Jeremiah, if you would. In the Old Testament, you've got Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel. Jeremiah chapter 6. You know the verse, but let's look at it. What does the word reprobate mean? Well, the Bible defines it for us in Jeremiah chapter number 6 and verse 30. Jeremiah 6:30 says this, "Reprobate silver shall men call them." Now here, the prophet Jeremiah is talking about the fact that there are people that are going to be called reprobates or reprobate silver. And the idea, of course, when we talk about metals and silver and gold would be have to, once it's brought out of the ground, it would have to be refined. You would mine it, then you'd refine it. And refining is a process of purging, where you would boil it and have all the impurities boil up to the top, and those impurities would be removed in order to make the silver pure. And Jeremiah is talking about the fact that when they would take something like silver and they would refine it, they would heat it up so that all the impurities would come up to the top. That dross at the top, they would remove that, and they would call that reprobate silver. It came from the silver, but it was trash. It was reprobate. It was something they did not want. That's what Jeremiah is referring to. He says, there are people like that. He says, reprobate silver shall men call them. You say, why would anybody look at somebody and say, that's a reprobate, or that's reprobate silver? Here's why. Because the Lord hath rejected them. I get sick and tired of these people, these Christian organizations. We're not giving up on anybody, no matter how bad you are, no matter how wicked you are. We're not giving up on you. Let me tell you something. I'm all for love. I'm all for patience. I'm all for forgiveness. I'm all for all those things. But when you're forgiving more than God forgives, you're forgiving too much. I mean, when you love so much that you outlove God, the Bible says God is love. And if God gave them up, there's nothing you can do about it, friend. Reprobate silver shall men call them. Here's why. Because the Lord has rejected them. Let me tell you something. When the Lord has rejected you, when the Lord has rejected someone, there's nothing anyone can do for them. Because the Lord has rejected them. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. If you can find the T books, they're all clustered together. 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, 1st, 2nd Timothy, Titus, 1 Timothy chapter 4. See, the Bible says that they've been given over to a reprobate mind. What does that mean exactly? What it means is that their conscience, because remember, God revealed himself through creation and conscience. Creation reveals God. Psalm 19 tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God. That the heaven and nature itself declares to us the amazement of God. He reveals himself through nature, and he reveals himself through conscience. You know, even unsaved people would say, you don't do that to a child. You don't hurt a child that way. You say, why would an unsaved person do that? Because they might not be saved, but they still got a conscience. God gave them a conscience. You say, well, why would these people do it? 1 Timothy chapter 4, look at verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, by the way, we're living in the latter times, according to the Bible, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy. I want you to notice these words, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. The Bible says that there are people who can have their conscience seared. This is what the Bible refers to. When it says that God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. You know what it means to sear something? This is often something that's done if somebody would maybe have a wound that it's bleeding and they might die. It's bleeding so much. You might take a hot iron and you would place it over that and their wound in order to burn that skin together, to make it callous, to make it hardened, so that you can't feel it. When something is seared, it's burned so that there's no longer feeling there. The Bible says that their conscience is seared. Their conscience is callous. It's unfeeling. It's hardened. It's seared with a hot iron. their conscience is seared. This is what it means when the Bible says that they were given over to a rejected or reprobate mind. Go to Titus chapter number 1. Titus chapter 1. And we can go into a lot more detail about the mind and all that. We got a documentary called Psychopath Reprobates. I think it's out there or it's on YouTube somewhere. You can find it, and we went through all that information, even medically. Titus 1 and verse 15 says this: unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. Notice these words: but even their mind and conscience is defiled. Their conscience is defiled. Your conscience is supposed to be the moral aspect of you. God put it in you to tell you, no, don't do that. That's wrong. Even when we sin against our own conscience and do that which our conscience tells us not to do, we feel guilt and shame for having done it. These people, their conscience itself is defiled. It's like having a conscience saying, yeah, steal from that person. Yeah, kill that person. Yeah, rape that person. Yeah, take advantage of that child. Their conscience, their mind, or their conscience is defiled. Verse 16, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work, here's our word, reprobate. Right. No matter how good they are, they're reprobates. You say, why? Because they have a depraved mind. Their conscience has been seared. They've been given over to a reprobate mind. This is the only way that they can do these unnatural sins, because normal people can't perform these unnatural sins. Period.